As part of our series on spirituality for dark times, we were interviewing some members of the congregation to ask them a question about how do they connect with God during the week. I'm cheating slightly because Ross isn't really here very much. Ross, for those who don't know, Ross is my son. He's living in Birmingham at the moment, but he's down visiting this weekend. And when Ross went to university, he became a member of an organization called Navigators. And Navigators have a way of encouraging spirituality and growth in faith. And I thought it'd be good to hear from Ross how that works out in real life. So, Ross, do you want to say, first of all, something a little bit about Navigators and how that's influenced how you go about connecting with God during the week?
Yeah. Am I using this microphone?
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
I'm not that much we can work with this. Thank you. So like Dad says, I've been part of Navigators for 6 years. They've been really helpful for me in my faith and being with God intimately myself, but also growing in fellowship. I wanted to touch on, I think, three things, if that's not too long. I won't take up too much time, I promise. I wanted to touch on three things. I think the first thing is just spending time with God in the mornings in what we've called quiet time, but it can be called devotional or anything. And the first part of that is just prayer. And within prayer, maybe you've heard ACTS before, but it's an abbreviation for adoration, so praising God, confession, so confessing our sins, thanksgiving, and supplication, so praying for others. And that first bit, adoration, which is set to start the Lord's Prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. I think for me, that's been really encouraging. We've got a book which is just filled with verses from the Bible which describe God's characteristics. So his grace, his love, his power, his eternity, and many more. And to start the morning off by praying, God, this is who you are, and remembering who God is. So life is hard and life is difficult, but when I remember who God is, I'm encouraged, actually, this is who backs me up, this is who is with me, and I can be encouraged because of this, and I can go the right way because this is who God is. So I think I found that very powerful and very helpful. Another point is... we've been encouraged to memorize scripture and to memorize verses. We've got little verse cards, and I found that very helpful. And some of us have learned quite a few, but I think even just to learn like one or two verses has been really helpful. So even in difficult times, Philippians 4:6-7, the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So that reminds me, actually, if I'm finding times difficult, if lots is very difficult, I'm not to be anxious and close in on myself and just find things difficult, but to come to God with my concerns and my worries, and in that circumstance as well, find what to be thankful for and know that God will bring peace and God will bring the resolution that I need, that he will provide the strength I need to get through this difficult time. And the last point I wanted to make is, I think, fellowship, the importance of sharing and encouraging each other. So if I find something as I read the Bible and I'm encouraged by that, who can I share that with? Who's that helpful to share with and encourage? What are they going through? And to be able to share my quiet time. I'm not as good at that, but I was able to do it this week and I found it encouraging in that I could see it helped them, but it also helped me because it meant I remembered it more as I wrote it out to share it with them by text. So I think those are three really valuable things. So remembering who God is by praising him for who he is, knowing some verses so we can be encouraged by that whenever, and sharing with others too. That's good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. That's really helpful. You can tell he's a vicar's son with 3 points. that's really helpful. Thank you very much. And hopefully, if anyone else in the next couple of weeks, it would be good to interview one or two more people about how they've connect with God during the week and how that's helped them. But it's really thankful, Ross, for doing that.